You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com Nationals beat reporter Bill Ladson. Bill, aside from the games on the field, it seems like the biggest news with the Nationals these days may be the progression of Ryan Zimmerman. What's your understanding of how he's coming along right now?
From what I understand through Matt Williams is that he's slowly getting better, and he's hoping that Zimmerman can come back by the end of September. I mean, that remains to be seen because, obviously, Zimmerman can't rush to get back. You know, he has a grade 3 hamstring, which means it's torn. There's a tear. So, you know, it remains to be seen if he's back by the end of September. If he is, I mean, he's going to be part of a great lineup because, to me, he's their best hitter.
They made a move essentially to cover for his absence in bringing in Asdrubal Cabrera. I don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, but if Zimmerman comes back, what's the kind of sequence of events that goes on in the lineup? Does that make Cabrera a bench player, or how does that all kind of come together?
Yeah, he's going to be a bench player, basically, and Rendon's going to go back to second, and Zimmerman will be at third. So, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Cabrera will be like a defensive replacement a lot of the time because, as you know, Zimmerman has a sore shoulder as well, which is going to be there forever. So that's how that's going to work out.
Now, we've seen guys, and you've seen this, I've seen this, guys can get healthy enough to be on a roster. But it's another matter getting to the point where you can really be an impactful big league player. What do you think are the chances that Zimmerman not only is sort of healthy enough to stand there, swing a bat, but really gets to a point where he can be a real factor either in the regular season or in the postseason this year?
Well, I think the last time he was on the DL, he got off to a slow start. I think what's going to have to happen, which I think will happen, is that he'll go to instructional league and before he comes back. And then I expect him to be in that starting lineup. To me, he's their best hitter. And you know what's amazing to me? Even though he's played so little, he still drove in 32 runs. I mean, I didn't realize that until I just looked at the stats, you know, a month ago. So, I mean, it's really amazing how great of a hitter he is, and that's why he's an impactful player.
How will they make it work? You mentioned instructional league. Is that the way they'll make it work, to, again, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but if he gets healthy enough to play baseball, would it likely be instructional league where he'd go to get into game shape? Because, again, that's another challenge. You can get healthy, but getting to Major League Baseball shape is another question.
Matthew, there's no question because I go back to 2007 when Willie Tovar started the postseason on the DL, and they sent him to instructional league to be ready for the next round. So I believe that that's the way they're going to go about it. I mean, that's really the only way to go about it for Zimmerman to get in game shape.
To get him back, and again, we are talking weeks away likely, but to get him back to a lineup that's got Jason Wirth having a really good year and Bryce Harper really coming on strong, it seems like really makes this a formidable heart of the lineup. It seems to me like Harper the numbers bear it out, is really coming on. What are you seeing from him right now that maybe wasn't there a few weeks ago?
Well, obviously, the thumb is 100% now, and you don't see him wiggling the thumb. He's not having any problems whatsoever. I mean, the problem he was having was against left-handers, and he had a couple of homers against left-handed pitching in Seattle. So that was a great sign, and to see him hit the ball up the middle as often as he did in Seattle, that was another great sign. Now, he went hitless yesterday, but I think he is back simply because he's providing power, he's getting strength back in the thumb, and he's doing the job like he's been doing that we've known to seeing like in the past.
To go to the other side of things, I was looking at the numbers for this club and quietly filling what was really a huge need. It seems like Matt Thornton has been really good for this club. What did they see when they picked him up and how has he kind of fit into what was a good bullpen really before he even arrived?
Well, what happened was Jerry Blevins was in a slump, and he couldn't get at one point lefties out or even righties out. So that's where Matt Thornton fits in. I mean, I think if Blevins had been pitching well, I don't think Thornton would have came in, but Thornton throws lightning. And the guy's like over 95 miles an hour when he throws. So as I look at Matt Thornton, I'm just shocked that the Yankees let him go. I mean, it's like, why they let him go? So that's still a mystery to me.
Well, and that was sort of what I wonder. I mean, because it didn't take a lot to get him. You know, that this was not a difficult acquisition. I mean, it really does kind of stand out that this guy who was having a pretty good year for the Yankees but has just been so good since the deal.
Yes, he has. And he's just been, he's just been unhittable. And it's because of that fastball he has. And it's going to be a great, great bullpen once it's all said and done.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that really is one of the big differences from last year is some of what they're getting from the bullpen. And one guy that really stands out in that regard is Drew Storen, who obviously a lot went on. He had a rough year last year, and he is the guy they thought he was this year. What's different for him in 2014 compared to 2013?
He's healthy, and he improved his mechanics. You know, if you remember, at one point his leg was way up there when he was throwing the ball, but not anymore. So mechanics had a lot to do with it, and he is healthy now too. And he realizes now, I think it's a mental thing as well, that he's no longer the closer. And I think he will never be the closer as long as he's a National. And it'll be great to see him perform in the postseason. To me, it's going to be different than what it was in 2012.
Yeah, I mean, there was this sort of, and it may have been lazy, and I guess that's what I ask, was this just sort of lazy inventing a narrative, or were there really some kind of lingering effects from what happened in the 2012 postseason? Is it a matter of him overcoming some of that stuff, or is it, again, like you say, really just a matter of getting healthy, getting the mechanics right?
It's a combination of things. It was mental and it was mechanics. But I want to say this to you, Matthew. Now, it's not like I spoke to Storen. No one really has. But I think Storen was furious that they brought in Soriano to become the closer. And I'm telling you, him and Clifford were not happy that that Soriano was brought in. Now, they all get along, but he wasn't happy because they thought this was punishment for what happened in the postseason.
So is this kind of a matter of maybe finally getting over that and kind of knowing this is how it is? And
yes, he is over. Yes, there's no question he's over it because look at the numbers. He's been really outstanding this year, so quietly outstanding. So that's why.
All right, well, Bill Adson, thanks for taking some time here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game streamed live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.